When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2350. Healthy relationships and lives start with healthy thoughts by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Healthy relationships and lives start with healthy thoughts by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. The more I continue to work on myself and witness others doing the same, the more convinced I am that often the biggest obstacle to success in our relationships, work, families, and our lives is ourselves. I realize to many this may not be a huge revelation. In fact, many of us know this, yet we can't seem to get out of our own way. For me, one of the biggest obstacles is fear, and if I'm truly honest, not feeling worthy. When I slow down and pay attention to the negative messages I tell myself, here's what my TNT voice says, like a stick of dynamite that rips us to shreds. I'm lazy, irresponsible, and disorganized. It's much easier to sit back and get by than to step out and risk. Why don't you just be happy with what you have? Your goals are unrealistic and a pipe dream. Just let go and save yourself a lot of heartache. If I clean up my bad habits, then I will be successful, and I'm not worthy of being successful. If I get successful, I will become one up and entitled just like everyone else. I will lose my humility, my friends, and my loved ones. The list could go on, but hopefully you get the picture. We all have a TNT voice inside us, and whether we know it or not, it can and often does wreak total havoc in our lives. I've noticed it's 10 times easier to tear ourselves down than it is to build ourselves up. I'm also well aware of all the literature that stresses the importance of being kind to ourselves, looking at the positives, and using positive affirmations to counter our TNT voice. The problem is, the teenager in me equates positive affirmations with Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live, who would often say, "I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me." For those of you who aren't familiar with Stuart Smalley, you missed out on a very funny character. In essence, I made up that the entire skit was about making fun of positive affirmations. So, naturally, it took me a while to get over my pride enough to actually use them without feeling stupid. So, where am I going with this? Well, I'm getting clearer about the effectiveness of positive self-talk. More specifically, I'm very clear about the toxicity of negative self-talk, and I know that you cannot remove one thing without replacing it with another. It's the same concept with babies. If you want to take an object away from them, you put another object in front of them so they are distracted from what they are losing and excited about what they are gaining. However, I'm aware that if your teenager, the one inside you, is anything like mine, you won't want to go there quietly. So, I'm going to throw a challenge out to anyone who's interested, because I want you to decide for yourself whether or not affirmations are helpful for you. You cannot make that decision, however, unless you actually try them out. I will do the same and report back. First off, I want you to come up with an affirmation around a particular issue you are struggling with. The affirmation needs to be in the present, i.e., I am versus I will. It needs to be positively stated, i.e., what you are doing, not what you are not doing. And it must feel on target to you. Here are some examples of strong affirmations. I am feeling the fear and doing it anyway, because I am absolutely worth it and I rock. I am worthy and lovable just the way I am. I am getting more organized and responsible every day. I am powerful and I love it. When I was born, God danced. Challenge. Choose an affirmation from the list I just provided, or create your own, and for the next 30 days, repeat the affirmation 25 times a day. You can break these 25 up any way you'd like, i.e. 10 in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, and 5 at bedtime, as long as you repeat it 25 times. If you miss a day, then you need to start over at day 1 until you do it 30 consecutive days. At the end of the 30 days, and or during the 30 days, I would love for you to check back into the blog and let me know what you're noticing. I'll be doing the same thing, and will let you know what I'm noticing. You just listened to the post titled, Healthy Relationships and Lives Start with Healthy Thoughts, by Lisa Merlot Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wonderful read today from Lisa. Thanks so much to her. And thanks a lot for bringing back Stuart Smalley, a long-lost SNL character who was very funny and would definitely appreciate this post of hers. Now, while affirmations are certainly a good start to seeing ourselves in different ways, ultimately big changes are going to be the results of actions we take as opposed to just words we speak. And with that being said, I might recommend using the list that Lisa has created to create an affirmation geared towards a specific action reflective of the beliefs you hold about yourself or the type of person you envision yourself becoming. So let's look at the affirmation she listed about being worthy of love. That's a good place to start. So I am worthy and lovable just the way I am. That's a great thing to say to be kinder to yourself. But it also stands to prevent us from actually doing anything to deserve love as opposed to just waiting around for it to show up. Rather, saying something like, I'm the type of person who tries their best to show love to everyone, even those who have wronged me, something like that allows for a relaxed approach that holds you accountable, it's tied to your identity, and it lets you focus on generating love one interaction at a time. An approach like this is much more sustainable and based in an action that you can actually accomplish. And again, setting yourself up to take action towards changes is really the goal. So, consider how you can alter your affirmations to keep you honest and keep you in the driver's seat, rather than insisting the best for yourself without necessarily putting any work towards earning it. And on that note, we are going to put this episode in the books. Thanks so much, as always, for supporting the show and being here with me today, everyone. And do be sure to come on back tomorrow as we continue along the path of better relationships and where your optimal life awaits.